This is Amid Yomi Gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, and we're holding on Mem Gimel Amid Beis, and we're in the middle of a lengthy discussion, a muksa related discussion, a discussion in which we've learned that moving a non muksa item is not always allowed. As says the Gemara, Kli Anita L'Davar She'en Anita, to move muksa for non muksa is not so simple. So we're in the middle of discussing that you took a machatzelis, a mat, and you covered over a beehive with it. And the problem was that the beehive is muksa. Says the Gemara, no, it's for those two rows of the honeycomb that have honey in them. And the Yimoy say Gishamim, the Yimoy say Chama, then of course, there's always honey. Says the Gemara, great, but 1 second. But that honey, you want to stay there so the bees could survive. The Gemara concluded that no, you planned before Shabbos to use those honeycombs. So now, says the Gemara, Mani, who is this going like? We're 10 lines down, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the first word of the line is Ubil Vat. Says the Gemara, Mani, Rav Shimon, if we're going with Rav Shimon, so why did we have to say that you planned on using them? Lesle Muksa, we know, as we've quoted already, Rav Shimon does not hold a muksa. Now, what exactly that means is not so simple, but in a broad sense, he's much more meiko with muksa. E Rav Yehuda asks the Gemara, Ki loy miskavin mayave. What does it make a difference in the flip side if he didn't intend to use the honeycombs? If he didn't intend to trap the bees, there were two details. You're covering over a beehive with a mat, but wait, Seda! You're trapping the bees inside. So we started off this whole answer with saying you didn't have in mind for that. It says the Gemara Shkayach, according to Rav Yehuda, Hadavar Sheina Miskaven Aser. Even if you didn't have in mind, it's still Aser. Answers the Gemara Leilam Rav Yehuda, my Blavache is coming lots and what did it mean that you didn't have in mind to trap it? You covered it over without creating it into a trap. That what? You left room that the bees could escape. And that is one Tiretz to Rav Ukva's original Kasha. Now, Rav Ukva asked this kasha to Rav Ashi, but we never got into Rav Ashi's teretz. So finally, says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Amar, and it's a fascinating Tosfos. You know, you see sometimes the midos of the Tanayim and Amorayim of the Gemara. Just a glance at Tosfos, Rav Ashi Amar says, Tosfos, why did Rav Ashi, is his answer second? Says Tosfos, because Rav Ashi put together the Gemara. And it's true that he was one that answers the kasha originally. But Mistama says Taisvis that when he put together the Gemara, he gave precedence to the other Terutzim. And only afterwards did he put in his Teretz. A fascinating humility of the Heilige Rav Ashi. Says the Gemara Rav Ashi Amar, Mikotani b'maisa chama u'b'maisa gshamim. Does the Braisa mean that you're allowed to cover the honeycomb in the summer and in the winter? Doesn't mean in the summer and in the winter. No, it means in the sun you're covering him in the achama, and in the rain. And what does it mean in the Braisa when it said the days of Nisan and Tishrei? That doesn't just mean a sunny day. Says Rav Ashi, yes it does. Then it means the days that there's sun, there's rain, Ika Divash. A total new approach how to understand the Braisa, and therefore the honeycomb is not muksa at all. Amar Lu Rav Sheshes. Says Rav Sheshes, we're smack in the middle of Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The first word in line is Gishamim. Amar Lu Rav Sheshes. Paikov Amar Lu Rav Yitzchak. Go and tell Rav Yitzchak. Vartin Gimel Rav Huna Lishmaitzchak Bevavel. Rav Huna has already explained his teaching in Bavel. Damar Rav Huna is in Mechitza Lameis. Bishvil Chai. Because Rav Huna taught we're allowed to make a Mechitza for the Meis. Bishvil chai, that if there's a mace in the sun and you don't want the sun to make the body decompose, so what do? That if you're a living person, you could sit next to the mace. You now could put up a mechitza, so you're getting shade, and as well, the mace is getting shade. But ve'inoy se mechitza the mace, bishvil mace. You can't do it purely for the mace. So says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Mai. What does this mean? Damar Shmuel bar Yehuda v'chein tana shulei. Mari, learned in a braisa. Meza muta b'chama, elaborating on that which we just said. As we explained, we have a mace in the sun. And you want to save the mace, but it's Shabbos, you can't move the mace. So two people can come and sit next to the mace. Cham lem l'mata. When they feel that it's hot on the bottom, that may be mita v'yeshiv aleha, that may be mita v'yeshiv aleha. They can't sit, the ground's too warm, so they bring a mita, and they sit on the bed. Chamla milmala, then at the top of their body, the sun's baking on it. So maybe makzalz v'parzen aleha, and they bring a mat, and they spread it over, so that they get shade. Zezoy can mita also v'nishva v'halachlai. And then, what do? One picks up his bed to hold up the mat on one side. Zezoy can mita also. So again, they're sitting on a mattress. They're holding up this canopy over their head. And then, you know, they do, okay, we're going to go inside now. And each one picks up his mattress to support the canopy. And lo and behold, we now have a beautiful canopy shading the mace. V'nimza mechitza asuya me'elah. The mechitza is made on its own. And therefore, it is mutter. Now, this detail of mechitza nimsas me'elah is a unique heter in the world of oyel. Because what's happening over here is that you're creating a roof and then you're putting in the bottom. That you're holding the top and only afterwards you're sliding the walls underneath. That's a unique heter in the world of oyel. But says the Gemara, that's the Brais of Ravuna, and that's the way you're going to be allowed to move something both b'shvil achai, even though eventually it's going to benefit the mace. Says the Gemara Itmar. Once you mention a mace, let's go a little bit deeper into our discussion. You'll have to roll the mace from bed to bed until it gets into the shade. Rochina bar shlamiya. You got to move the mace. So what do? You put something on the mace, a dvar heter, kikar aitina, a child, or a loaf of bread, and then you can move the mace together with the dvar heter. So two ways, potentially, of moving the mace. Either you're rolling the mace, utilizing the medium of the bed, or you're picking it up with the kikar v'tinoik. Says the Gemara, five lines from the wide lines, Hecha de'ika kikar tinaik. If you have a dvar heter, kuli amalai b'ligi d'shari. Everyone agrees. Put the kikar tinaik on the mace, and he can move it. Keep ligi, what's the machlaik? Is the last lay. Ma'ar sofer tiltel min atzad shmei tiltel. So Rav holds. Rav, being the second opinion, holds. Tiltel min atzad, when you're rolling the miso with the bed. The mace with the bed, if I have a, how do we just get a quick visual if anyone's watching the video? But if this pen over here is the mace and it's lying on the bed, so when I roll it off by moving the bed, that's called tiltel min atzad. But says Rav, tiltel min atzad shmei tiltel. Whereas Shmuel savar amar savar lo shmei tiltel, and that's why Shmuel allowed you to roll the mace off of the bed. Says the Gemara, wait, lema kitanai. Should we say this is already two lines from the wide lines of prior? Machlokes Tanoim. As we learned, Ein Matzil Anatzav Meis Nei Adelik, you cannot save a mace from a fire. Amar Rav Yehuda Ben Lakish Amati, I heard Shem Matzil Anatzav Meis Nei Adelik. How? Hey Chidami, how did I hear that they saved the mace? Idika Kikar Atinik says the Gemara. If you have a kikar v'tinik, my time and tiny combo, why would anyone hold you? You're not allowed to. You put the kikar v'tinik on the mace and you're allowed to move it. Idaleka, my time and tiny lucky that says you're allowed to save the mace. El Olav says this braisa. What's the machlaikes? Told him in that's obligi. Demar suffer the tiny gamble to the minasach may tiltle stuff. You're not going to roll off the mace. Omar suffer loish may tiltle. So as the Gemara, you're telling me Rav and Shmuel are arguing whether tiltle minasach may tiltle already. Tanayim had such a machlokes. Answers the Gemara like that is not what that machlokes was. Two lines on the bottom. The kliyamul tiltle minasach may tilt. From that brisa, the Tanayim of being matzil the mace from the adalika, they all could hold. Tiltum and Etzad is tiltum. Find a time there. If you do in Lakish, why do you do in Lakish say you let him move the mace? To be toy, shotum boil al mace. Because a person is so nervous. He's nervous that the mace is in the fire. Eloi Sharile Osalik Buye. And this is a unique dichotomy we find. That when it comes, that one's in a matzav of bahala. One doesn't know what to do and he's scared. And we're going to find similar atarim to save things from a fire, one's own possessions. Because if we don't give you any leniency, say chazal, you're going to come to violate directly. So that's why he allows to tell them in atzad. And we conclude in the Tavim and Dalet Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Yehuda, Ben Shalom, Rav Asim, Rav Yechla, Lachak, Rav Yudim, and Lakish, Ben Meis. We pass like Rudim and Lakshmi mace that what? That when there's a fire, you're allowed to remove the mace. And finally, in Usan Emen al-Vishayim and Amucha, and you're not allowed to benefit from the oil that dripped out of the candle because it wasn't prepared. And Rabbanah Meiser Hashem and Shabaner, which have a Kaira also the leftover oil in a lamp or in a bowl after the flame goes out is Aser. Rav Shimon Matir, this is the classical rule that's in that Sar Shabbos says Moksa remains Moksa, whereas over here again, Rav Shimon, who quote unquote holds lastly Moksa, again is going to be Mekel, it has to be Migel, Diskatzel, Bin Hashmaya, Shais, Iskatzkai, Dekulay Yoima. Rav Shimon holds not, we pass like Rav Yudit holds, yeah, we'll pick it up from the Mishnah, Besiyata, Dishmaya.